And let's see who we have up here. Okay. I believe we have Joe Melson here on 95.9 WATD. Joe, how you doing?
Fine, George. Thank you.
Well, glad to have you on here. We've been doing phone tag here with Dwayne, which is really, really fun.
I know. I want to say that I really appreciate you getting in contact with him to get a hold of me. I really appreciate it. And I'd like to say, first off, George, if I could, that I would like to remember Roy for a moment and that I wish he were here. But since he's not, I appreciate the tribute you're doing for him.
Well, we appreciate that, too. And, of course, not only he gave us so much, you gave us a lot, too. As a great songwriter with Roy, you gave us a lot, too, Joe.
I tried.
You passed the audition, as they say.
You guys worked very well as a team.
Oh, it was unreal.
Now, how did that come about? How did you first get together with Roy?
I can tell you anything that's not in a biography for movies. I don't mind giving you information I'd love to.
Great.
The thing that happened here, George, was I had a friend that was named Ray Rush. He's actually a friend of Roy's. And he lived in the area, and he was acting as a sort of a manager for me to try to get me a recording contract because he loved my writing and thought I'd be a good recording artist. And he was endeavoring in that area, okay?
Yeah.
And he heard this song called, one night I sang a phrase of it called Raindrops. And he said, that is an operatic phrase. It's gorgeous. Write that song. I just had a phrase. I just sang a phrase. And so I wrote that song. And what the long short of it is, after I finished, he said, Roy's got to hear this. And so I said, okay. Because I really didn't know if my stuff was good yet. I really didn't get the grip yet. You know? So, and he said, okay. So a little bit later, he set it up where Roy would hear this song.
And
I went over, and I sang it to he and his wife, Claudette. And Claudette just, I guess you would say without sounding like an ego trip, she went ape over it.
All right,
that's okay.
The prettiest song I've ever heard, Roy. We got to have a demo. And Roy said, that is nice. And so wound up, I think we got her a demo. I'm not sure. But about 6 months later, Roy went looking for me and found me at a drive-in theater. I just got out of college that night, restaurant.
All right.
And pulled up, and he had a long green Cadillac with a long fin, you know, that reached forever.
Wow.
And you've seen those, you know, in the 50s, those long fins.
Yep.
And he said, you know, you write a pretty good song, and I write a pretty good song. And he said, you know, if we got together, I bet you we'd have a dynamite song. I said, I know we would. And that was the beginning.
And the first song you guys collaborated on came out with Uptown and Pretty One, a great back-to-back. As a matter of fact, Pretty One is one of our top four songs of all time here in Yesterday's Memories.
Oh, right. Yeah, Uptown was the first endeavor to pretty rock.
Right.
I came with a style of music that was starting the creation of Raindrops, the song that I was just telling you about.
Yeah.
That gives you an up mood while you're crying.
That's good.
I put a swing into the music, and that became the root music that permeated the whole style of Roy Orbison while I was with him, and influenced some of it later, even though he went to more back to rockabilly style.
We are going to be playing some of your stuff too here tonight, Joe. And by the way, my co-host here is my buddy Ed Bowen. He's with us too, so we can say hi to him.
That's fine.
By the way, I just want to, we're asking some questions, and we are going to be playing some songs. But I'm going to tell you what our top four songs are of Roy Orbison ever on our show. And this shows you how prolific our show is, okay?
Okay.
Mama is number four. Summer Song is three. Pretty One is number two. And the most requested song of all time on our show is Evergreen.
You're joking.
No, I'm not. No, we're not. Are we yet?
I'm not putting the song down. It's not the point. The point is about the immense popularity worldwide of the others.
Yeah.
It's isolating that area into those. Now, I think Summer Song is an unheard hit.
We played that in the last hour here, by the way.
I heard part of your show. I heard crying. I heard screams and some of the others. But I really appreciate you playing this stuff. And I'm in agreement with that.
And list.
Well, the thing I thought Summer Song was an unheard hit.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Not here, though.
The thing with Evergreen, we played Evergreen maybe 18 or 19 years ago on this show, the first time we played it, and everybody went crazy over it. And ever since then, we get a lot of Roy requests, but boy, I'll tell you, Evergreen has always been the big one.
Well, I'm so glad. And that guy's name is Ed, isn't it?
That's me.
That's Ed, yeah.
Yeah, Ed, not Ted. I'm sorry.
Right.
No,
you know, some days you just can't get an Ed.
Well, he put a T on this, and it's Ed, and I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
That's fine. Okay. Well, what we're going to do, Joe, now is, can you just hang in there for us, please?
Sure.
We're going to play a couple of songs. We're going to play a song that was on your Bear Family album, by the way. And you
which one?
Barbara.
Okay, Barbara.
And
you
wrote a lot of songs for a lot of people. One of your biggest hits of all time that you wrote, I believe, with Don Gant was Run, Baby, Run.
Yeah, with the New Beach.
But what we're going to do now is we're going to play Barbara, your song, okay. And then we're going to jump over to Mama. And can you just hang in there because we want to ask you some more questions, okay?
You got it.
Okay, appreciate it. Here we go.